No nonsense. Look at the book of Revelation, Wednesday 1:12-22. We're going to look at the seven vials. And it was kind of different the way the Lord brought this up to me. It was like he was talking to me about it, and I was just writing down. He said, now this chapter and this chapter. So I'm just going to bring it to you like he gave it to me. Revelation chapter 15. Okay, verse 1 says, and I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Sometimes they're called vials, and, you know, just depending on the translation. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. You know, isn't it unusual that they say, America, I've heard this 100 times. People, you just gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. When I saw this, stand, they're standing on the sea of glass. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. I'm just going to write as I was getting this what I had. I believe this is where we are, the battle before the thousand-year reign of peace. Even the secular world is using this term. Some are calling it the golden age. What has been stolen and squirreled away from our sight? Gold. This is the time of the wrath for the wicked, not for the righteous. The end of the age, the god of this world system's reign, is the battle of Armageddon. Okay. All right, let's go to chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels. Isn't it ironic that they're using the plague on us? Isn't it ironic they have used it? I wish I had a list of all the plagues over the last, probably the last 10, 15 years. West Nile, Ebola. I don't know what all of them. I mean, swine flu. I mean, well, they've been using it for over 100 years, these plagues, on us. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Payback. Talk about the boomerang, here it comes. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. I'm fixed to have a TV shoot here, and I'm starting to study again. I'm teaching the book of Revelation. You have to understand about the book of Revelation. You're looking at two perspectives here, a heavenly perspective and an earthly perspective. It's going on what John is seeing. It's symbolic of what you're actually seeing on the earth. You're seeing a natural application on the earth. See, that's why people get all squirreled up when it comes to the book of Revelation, because they're thinking, this vision he's seeing, we're going to see it just like we're watching a Star Wars movie at the movie theater. That's the way we're going to see it. No, it's not going to be that way. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Isn't it amazing? That's what Bill Gates has wanted to do. They've done things to pepper or whatever they do to the sun to try to dull its brightness. Why? Sunlight is, just like President Trump tried to tell them, sunlight would cure COVID. They said that's the reason a lot of the people with the swine flu, the ones that were out in the sunlight, recovered. The ones who were closed in, quarantined, couldn't go outside, are the ones that got sick, died. A lot of them died from the vaccine back then. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. MSM, coming down. Another bullhorn, no more. Just think about it. They've controlled the narrative for so long, and now they're not going to have it. Just think how it will be black. Some people think, well, no, this is a real blackout. Really? When it talks about going dark, military terms, it's not talking about lights out. It's talking about zero communications. And they gnaw their tongues for pain. Yeah, because they can't spout their lies. And blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. I put here media blackout. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. You know, there's all kinds of little, you hear little whispers about the UN forces trying to sneak in and do stuff. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. What is that battle? Armageddon. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there was a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell. We know the three cities. Great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. See, the three city states are going to get it. The rods of God are coming down on the three city states right now. They are getting prepared to do it right now. D.C. is a ghost town at this particular time. The only thing being held there has been tribunals. And every island fled away. I wonder if those be those islands, those pedo islands. Even the puppet president has a pedo island. They're all connected out there. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. I think this is the rods of God. every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. I wonder how much of the rods of God weigh. I need a Kleenex. Like I said, we are hearing what John saw, and he is trying to interpret what he saw. But in the natural perspective, what are we seeing play out? All through the scriptures, we see that have dreams, that have to have a prophet come in and interpret the dream for them. And it never meant literally what the dream was. It was symbolic of a natural occurrence that was going to happen. Okay. All right. Verse 10 said, could this be where the bullhorn has been ripped away from the mouth and the image of the beast that has bewitched so many? No more rolled wide web for their dastardly deeds to be accomplished to ensnare people. This is how the beast deceived the whole world. The whole stinking world. Never been like this before. And then, of course, 21, could this be the rods of God, the hailstones? At the first chapter, 17, the angel is explaining to John all about the beast system and how it has managed to reign over the whole earth. Also, that this is the time of the great battle of Armageddon. It's mentioned again that we'll take out the beast system. All right, we're going to read 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Boy, that's something that they have been doing for a long time. Especially the Catholic Church. Not just the Catholic Church, but... And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Which we know Rome is the city of seven hills. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. See, a lot of these players are behind the scenes. The real high up deep state players, you never know who they are. You don't see them. They're kind of like the wizard behind the curtain. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and they shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They didn't get to have Davos this year. Every January, Davos, all the deep state players, really all the ones, the members of the EU, the European Union, they all meet in Switzerland. This year, they didn't meet. It was canceled. Well, they don't have any money. These make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And who is the Lamb's representatives on the earth? The patriots. The conservatives. The ones that have been targeted. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall have hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Which the Vatican's already been taken out. Pretty well, all the three city-states have been taken out. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God should be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. It's Babylon. All right. I believe that the coming together to dupe the people with the scandemic fits right in here. They may not like each other, but they, all over the world, have come together to make this last-ditch effort to push their New World Order plan through to ensnare all of mankind. Mm-hmm. I was telling Danny earlier, they were talking about the CARES Act. Because of the CARES Act, people that go in the hospital, they have COVID protocols. And I got to thinking, Medicaid and Medicare is in on it. I'm thinking, well, they've robbed our money, Social Security. You know, why would we think that their health care plan, that they'd be honest about it? For everything that they do, they get a bonus. If they put them on a vent, they get a bonus. The longer they keep them in there, the more money. And if they can put it on the death certificate that they died of COVID, they get another bonus. See, what does it do? It pushes their agenda. All right. I want to look at Revelation 13 for a minute. I'm going to read this. This is that system that we just read about, Babylon. And I stood upon the sand, verse 1, of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns upon his horns, 10 crowns upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. So we just saw this. This is a conglomeration of nations and leaders. And the beast which I saw like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. All right, we know these are Germany, Russia, UK. And I saw one of the heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. I've taught this many times about, I believe it's the Berlin Wall. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. They worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? All the generations that have suffered from the beast, they all thought it was the time of the Antichrist, and the Antichrist was present, the dragon. And he embodied men like Hitler and others. All throughout history, they've arisen. But for the first time on the earth, it's in every square inch. They completely covered the earth. Like God's word is supposed to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Satan and his agenda and his narrative has covered the whole earth as the waters cover the sea. The World Wide Web, like a spider's web. I always didn't like that. I always thought World Wide Web, that sounds like a spider. Like Gone with the Wind, you just got, you know, it's just like a spider. You know, that's just the type of thing the devil would think up. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things. What does a spider web do? Traps its prey. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth. I know this, we talked about Obama and how since 2015, this was just leashed. It was like, it's been there all along in secret, but all of a sudden it opened up and it just started vomiting all over the earth. Just this blasphemy. Well, you can't call it anything else, just blasphemy. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have ears, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. Oh, how I wish the church would wake up. All they're concerned about is the rapture. And it's going on right under their nose, everything. And they are just clueless. Taking their beastly shot. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. False prophet here. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Even the church is worshiping the beast. 501c3. And he goeth, doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Paperclip, mockingbird, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would worship the image of the beast should be killed. My people fight you for their TV, I tell you. And he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark on the, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The new world order countries of the world have united. All right, the angels explaining that this battle of, what this battle of Armageddon is all about. Revelation 18. It's really kind of plain to me now. I've read this so much that it's just, I see everything that's going on in the world right here in this book. All right. After Babylon falls, he shows them the woman. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, it's become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. They're all in bed together. Think about that term. They're all in bed together. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. They're a huge crime syndicate. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Do you see the way these people are? This sense of they've done it so long, they are not intimidated at all by anything, and they're pushing forward with their agenda, no matter what's said. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. See, they come together at this big battle. One day it's going to fall. I wouldn't be surprised if the rods of God don't fall in every location, however many, I forget how many, are targeted for the rods of God. And one day, death and mourning and famine, she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. You think it was bad in 1920 or whenever was the people were jumping out of buildings because of the fall of the stock market? standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that city. For in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat. Think about all these things I'm naming here. Think about all the things you use. Gone bye-bye. All these corporations that are wicked. They're associated with it. And beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And alas, saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For while the rest of the world died, went hungry, went without, toiled, were slaves. For 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. Oh, yeah, human trafficking, their biggest trade, guns deals, drug deals. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. I hope so. I hope it's one stinking hour and they wipe them all out. Fine with me. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets. This one's going to be. For God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. There's your entertainment industry. No craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. Probably athletes. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. We're talking about all these big industries. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries, big pharma, pharmakia, were all nations deceived. That's what the shot's about. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Do y'all see it? Do y'all see it as plainly as I see it? Mm-hmm. Well, as I was doing this, the Lord just kept taking me. Let's read it. He said, this is this, and this is this, and this, and this. And I'm going, ooh, yeah, I see it. How can they not see it? I don't know. All right. All the systems that were under the beast, which are most of the corporations around the world. Our world is going to be totally different, and I believe it'll take a good space of time to adjust, maybe decades. Could be decades. Everything we depended on, so to speak, as far as provision, will be changed. New supply sources, new energy sources, new way of thinking, etc. By the way, Starlink, it's the new quantum internet system that's supposed to go online in January. They're saying you can sign up right now. It's $99. You get all your box and everything that you need. And it'll be a first-come, first-served situation. It talks about its internet speed. You can go to starlink.com and look at the information. All right. New way of thinking. We're going to have to adjust. We'll have a new way of thinking. We're no longer slaves. It's just like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. It was hard for them to think differently. That's why God was being patient with them and providing for them and helping them, because he was trying to show them his ways and teach them how to follow him. I said, Lord, it's going to be easy to teach in the church now, isn't it? After all this goes down. It's not going to be like picking stickers. I believe that chapter 18 has two views, an earthly view. D.C. is 10 square miles and was originally a swamp and a bird sanctuary. The plan is to return it to the natural habitat that it was. It is one of the target sites, as well as London City and the Vatican. If you listen to Richard Citizen journalist and Nancy Drew, they say that D.C. is all boarded up and is really a ghost town. I believe this is biblical. The carnage of the rods of God will leave something for the birds to feast upon. Think about the rods of God. They leave no radiation, but they really bring destruction. And they can target right on target. It's going to be that way all over the world, where people are and where these sites are. All right, in the heavenly view, we see Jesus come with his angel army in Revelation chapter 19. What are we really going to see here? He overcomes with the sword of his mouth. Now we know we're not going to see Jesus coming down here with a sword in his mouth. What is the sword in our mouth? Ephesians 6. Okay. All right. Revelation 20. Well, let me just read this part where Jesus is coming out of heaven. This is 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. What do we do when we speak the word of God out of our mouth? We send angels on assignments, right? His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, To all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, their armies gathered together. Here comes the deep state with their UN forces to fight back. Armageddon, fight back. To make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. That'd be us. And the beast was taken, with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and the fowls were filled with their flesh. Jesus said, Welcome home. Birds, the birds, welcome home. All right. At our Sunday morning service, the Lord gave me a sharp word. I began to write it down, and more came with it, and I will read it to you. Satan is out of time. 6,000 years ago, he tricked the man out of his privilege and authority. Since I gave the earth to the man to tend it and subdue it, I could not intervene unless I was asked to. It remains that way today. When my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will come and heal their land. The 1,000-year earth lease has run out. 1,000 years has been as a day, and a day as 1,000 years. I rested on the seventh day, and it is now time for my man to rest also. This will become so when Satan is bound. There had been many resets, but the time was not yet. The roots were still left in the ground where they... Okay, the roots are still left in the ground. Where are they finding the children? Where are they finding the hidden treasures? Where are they? What are they doing there in those dark places? Wickedness. The underground. I will rip up all the roots of that evil tree. It will completely be uprooted and burned. All right, this is Daniel chapter 4, verse 15. This is when Nebuchadnezzar, God was dealing with Nebuchadnezzar, and he exalts himself above God, gives himself credit and not God. So God turns him into some kind of creature for 7 years. Right here. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth. Even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast heart be given unto him. Let 7 times pass over him. So we know Nebuchadnezzar is the head of gold of that statue, and it goes all the way down. We are at the 10 toes at the very end of the statue. So that tree has been left. It's been reset, but the evil was not taken care of. Just like in Noah's day, we see it cropping up again, even after the flood. Why? Earth lease. All right, Matthew 13 also kind of says this also. 13:24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? Here we are doing our best to labor in the Lord's field, and here's these weeds. He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants, this is called infiltration. Those that say they are Jews and are not. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay. Lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let them grow together until the harvest. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. All right, Armageddon has arrived, and this is the devil's final countdown. I'm telling you, final countdown. Revelation 14. A blind man could see this, I'm telling you. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. There's their army. There's the church. Having his father's name written in their foreheads, and I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations of the wine of the wrath of her, made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. The tares are ready to be gathered and burned. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vines of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. See that angel there with the fire? And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God. The winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even as the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Encourage everyone that will listen that the wheat is not harmed in this process, no matter what they've been taught. Take courage. We're going to start to see a lot of things happen. There has been massive amounts of things going on behind the scenes. I want to remind you of what the Lord spoke to me in March 2020. I talked to Danny about it today. COVID would be used as a cover for this military operation to take out the dumbs and rescue the children. Also, the taking out of the Fed, implementing a new system we know as Nacera Jacera. No matter what they may see or hear, always remember, nothing is as it seems. All right, if you think nothing's happening, I want to read to you a list of things that came out. This dropped on 1-8-22. The Ghislaine Maxwell list was disclosed. This particular poster, his title was Vic, V-I-C. So in case you guys need to know, the Ghislaine Maxwell list became unsealed sometime yesterday, and here's what happened while y'all were distracted by BS. I put BS. He didn't. Here's what was unsealed. Remember Revelation 6, the opening of the seals? This is biblical. First, Democratic Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham has resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a 6-year-old girl. Democratic spokesperson for the Arkansas Democratic Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution, possession of child pornography. Democratic Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip R. resigned from his position after being charged with possession of child pornography and abusing children between the ages of 2 and 6 years old. Democratic activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Democratic Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides, or I don't know how you pronounce that, was charged with having sex with a minor, seducing a child under 18 to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients in possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking. Democratic Virginia delegate Joe Morrissey was indicted on charges connected to his relationship with a 17-year-old girl and was charged with his supervisory indecent liberties with a minor, electronic solicitation of a minor in possession of child pornography. There's 40-something of these just on this just short list. 46, 48. Need I go on?
Just read some that we might know.
All right, I'll read you some big ones down here. Just a minute, let me look. Here's a congressman, Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Gary Studis, was censured by the House of Representatives after he admitted to an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old. The Democratic former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pled guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Democrat former mayor of Clayton, New York, Dale Cunyon, was indicted for sexual acts against a teenager. Democratic former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keesnan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old child. Girl. All right. Republican director of the Young Republicans Federation, Nicholas Elizondo, molested his 6-year-old daughter and was sentenced to 6 years in prison. It gets worse. Republican benefactor of conservative Christian groups, Richard A. Dason Jr., was charged with rape for allegedly paying a 15-year-old for sex. Dason, 32, is married with grown children and several grandchildren, has allegedly told police that over the past decade, he paid more than $1 million to have sex with a large number of young women. That means underage. Okay. Democrat donor and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein ran an underage child sex brothel and was convicted of soliciting underage girls for prostitution. Democratic former mayor of Stockton, California, Anthony Silva, was charged with providing alcohol to young adults during a game of strip and while they were having a game of strip poker that included a 16-year-old boy at a camp for underage children run by the mayor. Yeah. Democratic leader of Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabour, pled guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. All right, let me find some. A lot of them are Democratic officials and different things. Here's a Democratic California Congressman, Tony Cadenas, is being sued in L.A. County for allegedly sexually abusing a 16-year-old girl. Democratic New York Congressman Anthony Weiner pled guilty to transferring obscene material to a minor as part of a plea agreement for sexted and sender Twitter DMs to underage girls as young as 15. A Democratic donor, activist in Hollywood, he's serving mega prison terms. Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is being criminally prosecuted and civilly sued for years of sexual abuse that was well known in Hollywood, including underage sexual activities with aspiring female actresses. Democratic activist and Me Too proponent Asia Argento settled a lawsuit for sexual harassment stemming from sexual activities with an underage actor. Democratic Mayor of Racine, Wisconsin, Gary Becker, was convicted of attempted child seduction, child pornography, and other sex crimes. Democratic Seattle Mayor Ed Murray resigned after multiple accusations of child sexual abuse were levied against him, including by family members. Okay, Democratic activist and actor Russell Simmons was sued based on allegations of sexual assault where he coerced an underage model for sex. Republican Congressman Donald Buzz Lukens was found guilty of having sex with a female minor and sentenced to 1 month in jail.
I'm recording this. Did you want
that? That's fine. Republican Congressman Dan Crave had sex with a female minor working as a congressional page. Now get this one. Republican activist and Christian coalition leader Beverly Russell, that's a guy, admitted to an incestuous relationship with his stepdaughter. Republican Congressman and anti-gay activist Robert Baseman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy he picked up at a gay bar. Democratic Governor of Oregon Neil Goldsmith, after being caught by a newspaper, publicly admitted to having a past sexual relationship with a 13-year-old girl after the statute of limitations on the rape charges had expired. Democratic Illinois Congressman Mel Reynolds resigned from Congress after he was convicted of statutory rape of a 16-year-old campaign volunteer. Democratic New York Congressman Fred Richmond was arrested in Washington, D.C. for soliciting sex from a 16-year-old boy. Democratic activist, donor, and director Roman Polanski fled the country after pleading guilty to statutory rape of a 13-year-old girl. Democrats and Hollywood actors still defend him to this day, including Whoopi Goldberg, Martin Scorsese, Woody Allen, David Lynch, Wim Wenders, Peto whatever, Elmodovar, Tilda Swinton, and Monica Bellucci. Democratic state senator from Alaska, George Jaco, was found guilty of sexual harassment of an underage legislative page. Democratic state representative candidate from California, Andrew Myers, was convicted for possession of child pornography and enticing children. Democrat Illinois Congressman Gus Savage was investigated by the Democratic-controlled House Committee on Ethics for attempting to rape an underage female Peace Corps volunteer in Lair. The committee concluded that while that events did occur, his apology was sufficient and took no further action. All right. Still think there's nothing going on? This is going on all over the world. This is just a little bit of it. All right.